Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I would like to address a criticism which I've received a number of times, which runs something like this. Yes, IQ is going down, the number of per capita major innovations is going down, the level of per capita genius is going down, but this is not going to cause a societal collapse, or it's not going to cause things to become awful, because the population is going up, and so the fact that the population is going up is going to mean there's going to be more sort of reasonably intelligent people, and so this is going to offset any effect of the decline in IQ. Now, this is incorrect for a number of reasons. First of all, we know that IQ has clearly been going down. Per capita major innovation has been going down since 1870 or something like that, but the population has been going up. So it doesn't seem to be that the population going up offsets the amount of per capita major innovation. The second reason is that the IQ going down decimates the smart fraction. The smart fraction, that is to say, people over an IQ of about 130, the innovators, the people, the movers and shakers, the people that do things, are incredibly sensitive to the IQ of the population going down. So, for example, if the IQ of the population goes down by 3 points, and we're losing perhaps as much as 1 point per decade, or it could be 0.5 of a point per decade, but perhaps 1 point per decade in terms of IQ, then the smart fraction is halved. So it doesn't take long for the smart fraction to pretty much cease to exist when IQ is in decline. So, and that is extremely important as we come to our third reason, which is that studies by Heiner Rindemann and so forth in his book Cognitive Capitalism indicate that for a society to run well, the smart fraction is more important than the average IQ of the society. In other words, a society where everyone has an IQ of 100 is not going to run as well as a society where the average IQ is 100, but it's normally distributed and there is a smart fraction that has an IQ of 130 or more. It's the smart, whatever, 5% of the population. It's the smart fraction that is really, really important to the economic and social health of the society. Get rid of the smart fraction and you are in very serious trouble and you just collapse into hell, basically. So it's that refutes that argument. In addition, it should be noted that as per capita innovation, per capita genius goes down, that parallels per capita innovation going down. And so therefore, we're not being rescued by the rise in absolute numbers of people that have an IQ of 120. And even if we were, if dysgenics continued, then eventually those people would be wiped out as well. And so then eventually society would get to a point where it had a very low IQ and it could barely function. But this is barely relevant. The key point is it's the smart fraction that on most things to do with socioeconomics that matters more than the average IQ of the population. And that is decreasing massively. When there is only a small increase in IQ, and so therefore the overall population rise will not rescue us.